This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now is the moment to express our greetings to each of you and express as well our gratitude for your once allowing us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you in your vibrational level, for we are truly grateful for these opportunities and for these occasions when we can experience at some level the existence or the feelings and emotions that you experience within your vibrational level. And for that we are grateful, absolutely. Now, once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exist for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a second communication. The opportunity for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, have the opportunity to interact and to share with other entities or other individuals that may be with us on this afternoon. And once again, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness and that silent communication many times is much more pertinent to your individual requests and desires than is the information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And while you may at times in your so-called awakened conscious state have difficulty recalling any of the interaction that you experienced in that altered state of consciousness, nonetheless, we assure you that that interaction most certainly does occur. And as you go through your day-to-day interactions and activities, intuitive suggestions that come to you to assist you in creating the reality that you desire to experience in that interaction and in those circumstances. And so we would suggest that as a result of the energy that you have created this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into that meditative state, into that altered state of consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. But as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist, as we have suggested many times, in a rather unique vibrational level, and we use that term vibrational level simply because it gives you some type of a description that comes close to explaining this reality that you exist in. We could call it a plane of existence or whatever other terminology you would desire to use. It really doesn't matter. It's the level, if you wish, or it's the place to use some type of a reference to your belief in time and space, where you exist at this instant, if you wish, in the now. So you exist in a rather unique vibrational level, unique in that you choose to create it in such a manner that you put in place energy, electromagnetic types of energy that limits not only outside interference in your creation and in your existence within this vibrational level, but indeed limits your capacity while you are within this vibrational level to understand who and what you truly are. And we use that terminology, who and what you truly are. And it seems like such a simple phrase, and yet it is indeed a very broad scope of trying to give you some type of an explanation of the magnitude of who and what you truly are. And you exist in your vibrational level by choice. Absolutely. You choose to exist within your vibrational level, and you choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity not only to understand who and what you truly are, but indeed to understand the creation process at your conscious level that you put in place, that you participate in continuously to create this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. Not only that reality, but indeed this entire vibrational level. Who and what you truly are, that's what you hide from. The one part of that statement, who, is very easy to give you some type of an explanation that you can grasp. You are a multidimensional personality. That's who you are. near awakened consciousness state, you can get a grasp and an understanding of an explanation that you have different sides to your personality. You can be involved in relationships, for example, that you might refer to as loving or intimate relationships with other individuals. And depending upon that individual, even that loving relationship can have different sides to it, can explain different types of emotions, whether it's a relationship where you're involved with a sibling, whether it's a relationship in which you're involved with one of your children, whether it's a relationship in which you're involved with a member of the opposite sex, or indeed a relationship in which you're involved with a member of the same sex in a friendship type of relationship. You understand that you experience love to encompass the entire emotions that you express to each of those individuals, and yet the expression is completely different in many aspects. And so you have that alteration, if you wish, in your personality that you express to others. And then you have other types of personality traits, and they can switch quite frequently. Many individuals may not recognize another individual in certain different circumstances, not to recognize that that individual has certain personality traits that are displayed under different circumstances, under different levels of stress, for example. And so you, in your awakened consciousness state, can get a grasp of this concept that you are a multidimensional personality, even within this incarnational period. We're suggesting much more than that. Much more complicated, indeed encompassing much more than a simple incarnational period. You see, you exist, for lack of a better terminology, in a multitude of incarnational periods simultaneously. You exist in the now. And as we've suggested many times, it's very difficult to give you an explanation of the now, because every type of phrase or every type of terminology that we use within your use of this vocabulary is based upon the belief that you contain at your so-called human consciousness level in time and space, a very difficult belief system for you to alter. And so when we attempt to give you an explanation, all of the vocabulary that's available to us is based upon that belief in time and space, and time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, because of your human consciousness belief system, which is so overwhelming in terms of the creation in your vibrational level, your vocabulary is based upon that concept in time and space. And so when we suggest you exist in the now, that can be very misleading in terms of interpretation, because the now in your so-called belief in time and space, when applied to that belief system, indeed refers to a certain instance. And yet when we refer and use that terminology of the now when we attempt to give you an explanation, we would ask that you attempt to understand that it encompasses all of time and space, in the now, in your past, in your so-called present, and in your future. You exist in the now. And so in that now, you are a multidimensional personality that, while you may, in this particular instance, be focused upon this incarnational period and believe that that's the most important and perhaps even the only existence that you are involved in, or indeed that occurs, that you have the opportunity to experience, we're suggesting that you are experiencing a multitude of incarnational periods. You are a multidimensional personality, even in your awakened consciousness state. You have these experiences that you choose to participate in, that you choose indeed to create, to have that type of opportunity to experience these intense ranges in emotions and feelings that are involved in each of these incarnational periods. And so they exist in the now. You are a multidimensional personality that has these incarnational periods, if you wish, experiences that you're involved in simultaneously in the now. We've used an analogy that it's like being in a theatre that has a multitude of stages throughout this theatre, and you as an individual are involved in the plays that are being portrayed upon these stages throughout the theatre, and you exist simultaneously as an individual, as an actor, if you wish, on each of these stages. And then between the acts, from act one to act two, you rush out into the lobby, into the common area, and you get together and you make the agreements and the contracts, and you write up all of the next play that you're going to be involved in the next scene, and then you all rush back and you play it again. You not only interact with that multidimensional personality that you are, you interact with all of the other multidimensional personalities that are also experiencing and portraying and existing within the same incarnational period, within the same play, on the same stage. And it happens simultaneously. And that becomes very difficult for you to grasp absolutely, and you understand that. But nonetheless, very accurate explanation that you are a multidimensional personality in your awakened consciousness state. You are indeed even a multidimensional personality in your altered states of consciousness. It becomes difficult to grasp. It becomes difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state to grasp that concept that in your altered state of consciousness, in your so-called meta state, or in your dream state, or even what you might refer to as your between incarnational states, which is simply another level of consciousness that you have chosen to exist in, occurs simultaneously. If you are even in those states, a multidimensional personality, putting in place all of the agreements and the contracts, displaying all of the different tendencies, being involved in all of the creation processes, you are a multidimensional personality. You are so much more than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. That becomes difficult to grasp. We understand that, absolutely. And yet that, in this phrase of who and what you truly are, is the easy explanation. The more difficult explanation is what you are. That becomes very difficult. You are, for lack of a better terminology, a spark of consciousness. When we suggest you're a spark of consciousness, once again, that falls into this trap that you have within your vocabulary of believing, well, if you're a spark, then there must be so much more. And it's really not that way. You are all that is. When we suggest that you are a piece of the one, then once again, it becomes very difficult for you to grasp. Because you see, it infers that there's this huge ball of one, if you wish, and you are but a piece of it, and it's not that way at all. Once again, you are all that is. You are the creator of your reality, both as individuals and as a human consciousness, collective consciousness, creating this entire vibrational level. That becomes difficult to grasp as well, that you are your creator, absolutely and entirely. And we're not just suggesting that you create minute parts of this reality that you experience in your day-to-day interactions, absolutely not. We are suggesting, rather, that you are the creator, and that you exist in each and every atom of your entire universe, of this entire vibrational level. And once again, that becomes a very difficult concept for you to grasp. It becomes easy if you can accept the concept that it's illusionary, that this experience that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state, in this so-called real world, is the most illusionary reality that you exist within, and that you perpetuate and that you create. Illusionary does not mean insignificant. You see, the reality is a reflection of your belief system. Your reality can alter on a whim if you wish. It's an illusion. Your entire vibrational level is an illusion. It exists because you desire for it to exist. It's there because you choose to perpetuate it. You as individuals, as a society, and as a human consciousness. The human consciousness that exists within your vibrational level has a consensus to perpetuate the vibrational level, to perpetuate the illusion, and in that perpetuation, put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity in your awakened consciousness state to grasp the concept that you are the creator. You see, it's much easier to accept that you're not in charge if you don't grasp the concept that you are the initial creator of the reality. And if you're not in charge, if you're not responsible, then indeed the interactions that you experience in your day-to-day activities can be much more real. They can seem to have much more of an influence. They can allow you to experience a reality where you believe that you're not in control. And as a result of that experience and as a result of that belief system, the emotions and feelings that you experience as a result of that interaction, of that creation, are much more intense than what is possible for you in any other level of your consciousness. It's really that simple. It's almost so simple that it becomes difficult to comprehend and say, well, it can't just be that. You see, if you don't accept the responsibility for your reality, then it becomes much easier to be a victim and to experience the realities and the emotions and feelings that surround that type of an interaction and that type of an experience. It's much easier to look at a situation that you're involved in and blame another for whatever occurs rather than accepting the responsibility that indeed all of the individuals involved in that creation process are responsible, equally responsible, all there by choice, not because someone that you don't know did some type of an action, and as a result of that action you are suffering from the reaction and therefore you are this innocent victim. Absolutely not. You can have that if you wish. You can hold that belief and as a result of it indeed have all types of experiences that give the impression in your awakened consciousness state that you're not in control, but it doesn't really work that way. At some level of your consciousness you are absolutely in control. That's what you are. You are the creator of your reality. You are all that is. And once again, that's a very difficult concept for you to grasp and understand that. If you awake and consciousness that you believe in time and space. And so it's very difficult for you to grasp the concept that they are illusionary, they don't really exist. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. You see, to be all that is, you must also be nothing, because nothing is part of all that is. You exist throughout your entire universe, because it's illusionary. It exists because you choose to put it in place. You choose at some level of your consciousness to perpetuate it, to be involved in this human consciousness creation project that you perpetuate and that you interact in your awakened consciousness state, not only in this particular incarnational period, but in all of your other incarnational periods. You have difficulty in grasping the concept that you are involved in your so-called future incarnational periods as readily as you are involved in your past incarnational periods. You get involved, for many who believe in reincarnation, in what you refer to as past life regression. Why does it have to be a regression, and why does it have to be the past? It's not a regression at all. It's simply tapping into and getting a glimpse of the multidimensional personality that you are. It's available to each of you, absolutely. But for many of those individuals who attempt that so-called interaction, it's referred to primarily as a past life. Yet we would suggest that your future incarnations occur as readily as your past. An even more difficult concept for you to grasp is that the realities that you believe in your so-called past exist because you believe they exist, and you can change them as readily as you change your future. You see, in your belief in time and fact, you look at it and say, well, we've got our history, and there was this occurrence, and you can trace it along to the present. But the future, or the future you believe is up for grabs. You believe if you do certain things that are a result of that action, you will have some type of a creation or some type of a reality that you can experience in your so-called future, and you believe as a result of the action you can have an influence upon that reality that you experience in your future. We're suggesting that as a result of your choices and decisions, and as a result of the beliefs that you hold, you have an influence over your entire existence, including your past as well as your future. You just don't believe it in your awakened consciousness, that. You have a difficult time trying to grasp that concept that you change your past as readily as you change your future. Now, many will understand and grasp this concept that as they do the so-called past life regression, and they're involved in an interaction in that so-called past life, that it can have an influence upon their existence within this incarnation of union. You can have that capacity. Many understand that, and in fact, many of your so-called psychiatrists will use various techniques that allow you, if not to go into a past life, at least to go into the past of this life. And as a result of experience and re-experiencing and perhaps envisioning alterations of that past, you can influence this reality in your so-called present. Well, we're suggesting that indeed that's entirely possible. Not only do you influence the reality in this so-called present, but you also influence the reality in all of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in. Not only in your so-called past of this incarnational period, but in your other incarnational periods that you might refer to as being past as well. Past is only a word that applies to your belief in time and space. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. You exist in the now. You exist in the now, and you are the spot of consciousness that creates the reality that you experience. Even the term spot of consciousness is very limiting. It seems so minute in terms of what you truly are. You are all that is. There is not one entity, not only in your vibrational level, but in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation, that is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all interconnected. In your so-called awakened consciousness state, you believe that you are this individual who indeed perhaps creates their reality, even believes perhaps in your awakened consciousness state that you can influence and control the reality of another. But you never can. Absolutely not. You see, even in relationships where you have a so-called victim and an aggressor, and it appears that the aggressor is in control, it's really not that way. The aggressor is no more in control than the victim. And if the victim chooses to no longer be a victim, and if the victim chooses to alter their belief systems and to grasp and contain and regain control of their reality in a conscious state, indeed, that particular interaction ends because the victim chooses, not necessarily because the aggressor chooses. And so, when one is creating this reality, it's much easier many times to step aside and suggest you're not in control. And yet we're suggesting that you are entirely in control of your each interaction, every instance that you're involved in the creation process, not only in this incarnational period, but in all of your incarnational periods. You are all that is. no more and no less than any other entity. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It's not the other way around. Many believe as they, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that as you have an experience, as a result of that experience, you create a belief system. And we would suggest to you that it's not that way at all. As a result of that experience, you enhance a belief system. You reinforce a belief system, perhaps, but you do not create it. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. There are no exceptions. There are no accidents. You see, you can't accept responsibility for this particular area of your reality. We have this huge scope of creation, and there's these small little areas where you believe that you may be in control. You know, there may be a time when you believe, well, if I'm involved in this particular relationship and we're in this setting, then I am in control. I can indeed believe that as a result of my actions and as a result of what I believe, I can be in control of that situation. But then there are the other situations which are much more difficult to control. For some, it may be a reality where you attempt to create relationships and you're not in control at all in those situations, but it may be that you're in control when you are in the process of trying to create abundance. Then you believe, well, I can do that. I'm really good at that, but I'm not so good at the relations. I can't do that. And yet we're suggesting to you that you control it all. All of it. There is not one instance in your reality that you are not in control of. It's what you are. You are the creator of your reality. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. Many individuals attempt to be involved in certain quests in your so-called awakened consciousness that to find certain things. They want to find their spirituality. They want to come in contact with their beliefs. They want to find truth, if you wish. And so they continuously explore and look for different avenues, different types of religions perhaps, or different types of non-religion, different types of sects, whatever terminology you wish, they follow certain beliefs that are expressed by other individuals, certain teachings, believing that if they follow those rules that they will find and discover their spirituality. And it never occurs. It never occurs. You see, you don't find your spirituality by following someone else. You find your spirituality that you have never lost by simply going within inside. It's right there. You can't be separated from who and what you truly are. You cannot be separated from this multidimensional personality. You can believe you're separated, and in your awakened consciousness state, you do absolutely believe it. And even in your altered states of consciousness, in this vibrational level, you believe indeed that you're separated from who and what you truly are, to the extent that you don't understand that your spirituality is what you are. You cannot lose it. It can't be separated. You are indeed the creator of your reality. If you search for it in a book, or in a teaching, or listening to some entity from some other vibrational level attempting to give you an explanation, it will always fall short. It will present to you certain concepts, but it will always be short, and you'll walk away saying, well, I didn't get it all. Like, it sounds good in its cloth, but I can't get it, I can't grasp it. You can't grasp it because it can't be expressed through the use of a vocabulary. You won't find it written in a book, and you won't hear it in any of your recording systems. The answers are within inside. You have but to go within inside. You have but to make contact with that spark of consciousness that you are, and it's not a difficult journey for you to make. We've used the analogy many, many times that it's like going down upon a shore and you attempt to cross a body of water, and we'll be very quick with it. Many of you have heard the analogy many, many times. Off the shore is this bank of fog, and you don't understand how far or how difficult the journey will be. And so many individuals run up and down the shore that's lined with vessels, and they search for the proper vessel, the perfect vessel that will take them on their journey. And what we suggest is that the vessel is not important. What you is important is your belief that the vessel will do what it is that you wish to do. And you get on the vessel and you make the journey. Go with inside. You cannot fail. You can't lose. You can't get lost in this journey. If you would only understand that you could cross that body of water simply by walking, you didn't need a vessel. If it's deep, it's because you believe it's deep. If it's difficult, it's because you make it difficult. It's really very simple. You have but to go with inside and make contact with who and what you truly are. You are indeed the creator of your reality. You are all that is. It's difficult to get that glimpse with inside and then to bring it back into your so-called awakened consciousness state and then attempt to express to someone else, well, this is what it's like. You will always fall short in your vocabulary. It can't be explained. You have a vocabulary that's based upon belief systems that you're not in control. You have a vocabulary that's based upon belief systems in time and space. You have a vocabulary that's based upon this concept that this is all that is, that this reality that you're experiencing is real. And so when you attempt to use that vocabulary to give an expression of who and what you truly are, it always falls short. When we attempt to express to you through this use of the vocabulary, it's always just a step short. If there could just be a little bit more, then you could grasp the concept. And yet there can't be more. It can't be explained to you. You must go with inside. You must go with inside. The answers to each of your questions are with inside. You are all that is. You're not just some entity that's been put down on this earth and you have to go through certain types of experiences because you have to grow. Absolutely not. The irony of it is that that's what you desire, you can have it. You see, it's an illusion. You can have whatever it is you desire. Just understand that it's what you desire. It's not something that's been forced upon you. It's not something that's being influenced by other entities. Unless, of course, you choose to allow those other entities to have an influence in your reality. You can have that, but it's what you desire. It's not something that's forced upon you. You are the creators of your reality. Not just some little aspect of it, but each and every atom of your entire universe. Each of you exists within that. The energy of what you are exists throughout your entire universe. If you have difficulty grasping that concept and put it into the context that it's an illusion, you can have whatever it is you desire, not only can but do. The irony of it is that you do all of this. You do it continuously, perpetually. There's not an instant in your awakened consciousness state that you are not in absolute control at some level of your consciousness. Not one instant. You are all that is. You create this reality to validate the beliefs that you hold in such a manner that makes you appear in your awakened consciousness state that you're not in control. It's really that simple. There are but three things in this reality that you cannot alter. Three simple little things that we've said many, many times, each and every time that we interact with you. You are the creator of your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You are not trapped in this vibrational level or in this reality. You cannot fail to come to the understanding that you are indeed all that is. The rest is up for grabs. The rest is an illusion. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief that you hold, the spark of consciousness that you are, that creator that you are. Creates the reality that you experience, and it does so joyously, no matter what the reality is, to validate the beliefs that you hold, without exception. There's never a mistake. in this fuck of consciousness that you are, never looks at it and says, oh, I think we shouldn't have done that. In their awakened consciousness state, they're not finding that a very desirable reality. Whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or undesirable, is an awakened human consciousness belief system and concept. It does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. The stock of consciousness that you are, that piece of the one that you are, creates this reality that you experience, that validates your belief systems, and it does so joyously from a position of absolute and unconditional love without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. Something that you should or should not experience. It gives to you, and you give to yourself, exactly what it is that you desire, to validate the beliefs you hold. If you don't like your reality, change your beliefs. Belief always precedes reality. It's really that simple. It really, really is. You are the God that you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is all within your grasp to alter. Absolutely guaranteed. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And we would remind you in the meantime that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. If you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share our ideas with you. And now, for a moment or two, we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.